One of the most volatile political topics of 2016, not just in the United States, but in Europe as well, is immigration and resettlement. Here at home, GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump has put Mexico at the center of his rhetoric, proposing a Berlin-style wall along the southern border. Today, we begin a series that aims to capture the stories of Maine people directly affected by this debate over immigration, including migrant workers and their children. Jennifer Mitchell takes us down east to meet a Mexican-American family trying to lay down roots.
It's a warm, sunny, down east day. Route 1 is still busy with visitors bound for the Schoodic Peninsula. The building just off the road in true rural Maine fashion houses a hair salon in one half and a modest-looking eatery in the other, simply advertising Mexican takeout.
She's been going good. People have been coming more and more all the time.
That's Peter Valencia. He and his wife Teresa have recently opened up the Down East Mexican Takeout in Gouldsboro, a town better known for its lobster rolls than its flautas. But the couple is hoping the locals will develop a craving for their tacos, tortas, huarache, and pambazo. As a fledgling business, the restaurant is in the tough trial period of its very first season. But Valencia and his wife say they really wanted to have their own business and bring something new to the community. He says some of the items on the menu are unfamiliar and people often have to ask what it is and how to eat it.
Well, they like it, so that's a good thing.
Valencia was born in California but raised in Michoacan, Mexico, where he learned to cook by watching his mother, who would sometimes sell street food. He and Teresa have both done a variety of jobs, from picking nuts in California to fishing and making balsam wreaths. Valencia has been in Maine for 16 years now, and like many Mexican Americans, his family is scattered. Some are still in Mexico, some in California, others working farms in Georgia, and some are just pulling up in a big family car to give him a hand at the new restaurant.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you Carla?
Yes.
Hi, nice to meet you finally. Hi.
This is Camelin, my wife.
What's your name?
Camelin.
Carla Mondragon is 22 years old. She's Peter's cousin. A newlywed, she and Camelin, a Mexican-American from Texas, have just celebrated their first wedding anniversary. And the girl with them is their young daughter, who wants to make sure we get her name right.
M-A-D-A-L-Y-N-E.
They call her Maddie for short.
Do you want to go to Peter's house, Maddie?
Play with the kids.
See a movie? They watching E.T.
Inside, another family member, Yesenia, is behind the counter taking orders and getting ready for the lunchtime rush.
Down East Mexican takeout.
Kids, cousins, weddings, and a new family business. There's nothing terribly unusual about any of it, except that the family's foothold in the country is anything but firm. Mondragon is seeking citizenship through her marriage to Camelin. She is officially still a citizen of Mexico and has been granted work permits because her parents brought her over as a child. They had come here to work at the now-closed Stinson Sardine Cannery when Mondragon was 10 years old. It was 2 years before she could speak English. Mondragon says in those days, she was homesick for Mexico.
I remember two classmates who, one day I was looking up the Mexican flag, obviously because I missed it, and I missed everything about it, and I was looking up my city on the computer, and they came up to me, and I wasn't sure what they were saying. All I know is they were making fun of me.
Most of the people she met growing up down east were welcoming, but she says she was bullied at times, and it steeled her to succeed. She learned English, made friends, played sports, and took on a variety of down east summer jobs, from processing sea cucumbers in Millbridge to picking lobster. Her parents eventually decided to head back home to Michoacan. By that time, Mondragon was 18 and decided she wanted to put down her roots in Down East Maine. It was a tough decision, but one her parents supported, primarily because of her sexual identity.
They think, Maine or America is a lot more free, where you can speak what, you think and be who you are. So they're happy I'm here. They think it's the best decision I've made.
But then the political climate in the U.S. took a turn.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
In a speech launching his campaign in June, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump characterized Mexican immigrants this way.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting.
It's concerning how much hate he's bringing.
Mondragon and wife Camelin both say they never felt uncomfortable or judged in Maine before until this year. Mondragon says she's more aware of the brownness of her skin, of the way she speaks, and even the shortness of her haircut and the fact that she's married to a woman. But just like she did back in grade school, Mondragon says she's more determined than ever to succeed in America. And she says she refuses to become cynical about people.
I have American friends who are truly my family, and you know, I would do anything for them, like I know they would do anything for me. And they don't look at my skin color or who I am. They just look at my personality and the person who I am. And I'll be here as long as, not Trump says, but as long as God says, I'll be here.
So this is home?
Yes, no doubt. It is my home.
Mondragon hasn't seen her parents for 4 years. She's hoping that she, Camelin, and Maddie can travel together as a family to see them in Michoacan in a couple of years, perhaps as a new citizen. Meanwhile, in Gouldsboro, Peter and Teresa's plan is to keep on cooking. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.